It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day on American Family Radio. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman and his wife Linda for their faithful obedience to the Lord and their example to us.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to day two of Share-a-thon here on the Awakening on American Family Radio. We are so glad to be with you again today. And it's so nice that today we're honoring our founders because the sacrifices that they've made, you know, they could not have done it without our theme, which is confident hope. So sitting in with me, this is another edition of Jackson and Jackson. Sitting in with me is Fred Jackson. And you know, that confident hope, Fred, is what's gotten us to where we are now, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And our hope is in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We reflect a lot on politics going on in the country, the culture war, but our hope is in Jesus Christ. Our hope is in our sovereign God who never changes. And that has been the theme. We're honoring our founder, Brother Don Wildman, today. And we just heard a little bit from him. One of my favorite statements that he has made through the years, God looks at us and he looks for faithfulness. Mm-hmm. You know what? I know a lot of people were disappointed with the election last fall. They were disappointed with that. But you know what? There wasn't a hanging of heads in heaven.
Amen.
God is still in control. And things come into our lives that we don't understand. We are disappointed. But God is in control. I'm going through the Old Testament right now, my daily devotions. There were a lot of setbacks. We're human beings. We live in a sin-fallen world. But God is still in control. And one of the exciting things is that our future only gets brighter, Bishop Tex.
Amen. Amen.
Our future only gets brighter. We're here for a very short period of time. And we are just so honored, and I know you are, and you second this motion. We are so honored to be part of an organization, American Family Radio, that stands strong on God's Word. We put our hope in God. Our theme verse, Romans 15:13. I pray that God, the source of hope will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen to that. That's why we serve a God that never changes. We serve an all-powerful Creator God. And although the forces of Satan may be great sometimes, they are nothing in comparison right. with our God. Nothing. So we go forward. Yes, we fight the fight, but our confidence is in God. He's coming. He's going to set up His kingdom someday. Do you realize that?
Look.
That's exciting.
It is. And you know, I often say at the end of a speech, I've read the back of the book and we win.
Yes.
But you know, it's also important to know we win some right here and now, too.
Absolutely. You know, Absolutely.
We win. This network is a testament to victory.
Yes.
Over every obstacle, every challenge. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've heard stories about some of the things that Brother Don went through when he started this. But that vision remains strong. Amen. And he just continued to believe God. And God has continued to be faithful, hasn't He? So we're growing, we're expanding, mm-hmm. Even in the midst of a lot of hostility. And we yes. want our listeners to be able to get in on investing, contributing, giving to something that we know God is ultimately the author of.
Absolutely. And once again, this hour, your program, Bishop Jackson, we have a wonderful opportunity to make your gift go even further, folks. We're going to add on another $100 today. We
Amen.
Did this yesterday during this hour. We're doing it again. And my wife gave me a good name for this special today, kind of the noon deli special, I think she called it.
Okay.
The noon deli special. And that's what it is. $100 going to be added on to whatever you give. So we've got 50 minutes left. That's all right, in this program.
That's it.
So $100 is going to be added on. How do you do it, Fred? Here's how you do it. 877 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. We have Telephone Central out there. I see some people who need to get busy. You can make them busy. Tell them Jackson and Jackson.
There you go.
Told you to call. Jackson told you to call. 877-616-2396. Or you can also go to AFR.net. And if you make a one-time gift of $150 or more, you're going to receive the latest CD of Trivia Friday. Now, if you do a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll not only get that CD, but you'll also get an 8-ounce pack of our great Trust Blueberry Cobbler. All right, you like blueberry cobbler, man. Eating blueberry cobbler?
Sounds delicious.
Now you can drink it, all right, courtesy of American Family Radio. So make the call right now. Call 877-616-2396. I said it yesterday, Bishop Jackson. You have some fantastic listeners. Loyal, love this network, love your program.
And they showed up yesterday and really, really blessed us yesterday. Mm-hmm. Now, that was our Tuesday crowd.
Yes.
So now we want our Wednesday crowd to outdo the Tuesday crowd.
There you go.
So if maybe you missed it yesterday, or maybe yesterday you didn't have a chance to respond, today is your day. Mm. So get on those lines. Light them up. We've got volunteers out there waiting to hear from you. Call 877-616-2396. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the news. And, of course, one of the things that we see happening is censorship. Mm. I mean, we saw that YouTube would not allow a discussion between some medical professionals and the governor of Florida about the efficacy of vaccines and masks. Mm. They didn't want them even talking about it.
Just a discussion.
Because I don't know whether they think that Americans are too stupid to be able to assess information and analyze and make their own decisions. And one thing I love about our network is we have wonderful listeners and we respect them.
Yes.
You know, I tell people, and I don't say it just to say something to make people feel good. I learn as much from my listeners as they probably learn from me, and maybe more.
Amen.
Because they call up, they're thoughtful about these issues, and we don't want to censor people. Mm-mm. We want freedom of speech, because Christians really are responsible for the principle of freedom of speech, because even God, Fred, even God won't force us to say and think what we don't agree with. He wants us to. He wants us to love him, but he won't make us do anything. No. And we have a system in our government based on the idea of freedom of conscience. Mm-hmm. Even if you're wrong, you have a right to be wrong, and nobody will bother you. And we live by that on this network. And if people want to see freedom of expression and freedom of speech and these opportunities to discuss hard issues, like somebody calls up and says, hey, I've got issues with the vaccine. Okay, tell me about it.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you can't say that. We don't want to hear that. That's misinformation. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's so different than, I may not agree with what you say, but I will defend with my life your right to say it, which is what. Yeah, that's an American principle that is being debunked.
And that's such an important point because, folks, and I know your listeners are aware of this, freedom is under attack in this country.
It is.
Freedom is under attack in this country. I've been in the journalistic business now for going on 5 decades, and I have never seen what I'm seeing now amongst news organizations who have become lapdogs for one party in this country. And I don't think it's breaking news. It's the Democratic Party. And more the Democratic Party political agenda, their platform.
Their ideology, yes.
They may not call themselves Democrats, these journalists, but they're all in on the platform, the left-wing, far left-wing agenda of the Democratic Party. The journalists are all in on this. And there's breaking news on this front. And we need to talk about it. We have a break coming up, Mr. Randy. So I'll just introduce and then we'll talk about it a little bit more. Project Veritas is an organization that does undercover work. All right. They had their latest project was to get somebody to get a high-ranking official at CNN to talk about their journalistic agenda. Again, this is not going to be breaking news, but what you're going to hear after the break is a conversation going on with the CNN technical director. His name is Charlie Jester. And he lets us know what their agenda was during the coverage of the election campaign last fall. It is a remarkable admission by anybody working for a supposed news organization. All right.
Doesn't surprise us, though.
But
now we have the documented facts.
Yes.
Of what is actually going on behind the scenes. And to me, it just underscores how important this network is. Folks, 877-616-2396 is the number to call in to make your pledge, your contribution now.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
You know, I was just thinking back over the years about when Brother Don was just, it was always his work ethic and just the way he thought of things and how frugal he was with the Lord's money that really inspired me. And he was always willing to jump in there with us, whatever we were doing. You know, I can think of one time we were out there, rainy day, and we're cleaning leaves out of the gutters, and next thing we know, we look back and there he is with the rake just out there in the rain with us, just raking them out and, you know, throwing them off. And I mean, he wasn't scared of a plunger or anything else, and always walking through and turning off the lights, you know, making sure that nothing was going to waste. But just here recently, I was came in after hours with a power outage, and you know, there were lights off in every office, and it just ran through my mind, if Brother Don was here, he would not be able to leave a single light on. And just that thought, my conscience wouldn't let me leave till I turned off all those lights. He's just always been an inspiration to me.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founders' obedient service, and we invite you to make a gift in their honor during Share-a-thon on AFR.
Good morning. My name is Charlotte. I'm from Louisiana, originally from Mississippi. I just wanted to share that AFR has been bolstering my courage and my strength and my faith for years. I listen every morning on the way to work and every afternoon on the way home. In the morning, it bolsters me to give me strength for what I do and what I say during the day. And at night, it gives me the faith to know that tomorrow will be a good day. And no matter what's going on in this world, God is in control. I love JJ. I laugh every day with him, and I share his stories with a lot of people. Y'all have been aware of what was going on in our culture for many years. I didn't see it at first. I guess I was a little naive, and now I understand fully what this is all about. It's all about good and evil, and we have God on our side, so who can be against?
God continues to provide for this ministry in the faithfulness of His saints during Share-a-thon. Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
And welcome back, Jackson and Jackson, this hour.
There you go.
What an honor to be with you, Bishop
well,
Jackson.
The honor's mine, Fred. It really is.
Absolutely. And what a time we're having. I think you said you're... We got a competition going between your Tuesday right. audience, which did a great job yesterday.
Yes, they did.
Great job yesterday. So Wednesday audience to this program, here's your challenge. And we're making it easy. We're adding $100 to whatever you pledge this hour. $100 to whatever you pledge this hour. It is a wonderful opportunity. Take advantage of that right now. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net. Yeah, we did it was a bang-up job yesterday by the Tuesday listeners.
I tell you, our listeners, they come through.
Yes.
They really do. And, you know, you just can't say enough about them. And you know, this is one of the things that again, there's so many blessings in being a part of this network. But I tell people all the time, far from the narrative of Americans being mean and racist,
I just find there's so much love and goodwill in this country that it moves me to when I think about it. And I experience it every day with our audience, but I experience it when I travel the country. And this here again, I think what people feel from this network is that sense of love, that sense of goodwill, that sense of decency that encourages them, as opposed to what you get in much of the mainstream media, which is nastiness and accusations. And I mean, it just flies everywhere all the time. And there's nothing good about America. You know, I mean, Governor Andrew Cuomo famously said, in response to President Trump's Make America Great Again, it was never that great.
Yeah.
I mean, you're thinking, what country do these people live in?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And I always, you know, and here's a little tip for our listeners. The next time somebody says to you or complains about this country, ask them how many people are trying to get out of this country.
Right, right.
You know, because the reality is, no matter what your political persuasion is, you got to face the facts. They're trying to get into this country, and there is a reason for it. You know, I've had the opportunity to travel a little bit, various parts of the world, the African continent, Eastern Europe, and down to Cuba, that sort of thing. And I tell you what, you can hardly wait to get home. You can hardly wait to get home when you visit these other countries and you see the blessings that we have the moment you step on American soil. And you see the blessings that are there and the opportunities that are there. And like you say, it's a country that certainly welcomes yep. legal immigrants. We're built on that. We're built on people who wanted to come here to better their lives. And you talk about freedom. And the way you can better your life is because you have the freedom to do so here. Mm-hmm. You may come here with empty pockets, but you can start a business and you can make it grow and you can be blessed by the opportunities that are here. But you know, Ed, you were talking about, and I was listening to the testimony we played just before coming back here. The young lady, amongst the things that she said was, she learned a lot about what's going on in our culture, what's happening in this country. And just before the break, we were talking about Project Veritas.
Yes.
And their latest project, they sent an undercover agent in who talked to the technical director at CNN, Charlie Chester. And he talked about the political agenda at CNN in the CNN newsroom in the last election. He confessed they were all about defeating Donald Trump and making sure that Joe Biden won. Here's cut number 6.
I am 100% going to say it. And I 100% believe it, that if it wasn't for CNN, I don't know that Trump would have gotten voted out.
We would always show shots of him jogging. Him in aviator shades and like you paint him as a young geriatric.
We were creating a story there that we didn't know anything about. So I think that's propaganda.
Our focus was to get Trump out of office, right? Without saying it, that's what it was, right? So our next thing is going to be for climate change awareness.
A lot there. And that's a montage over several different meetings between this undercover agent for Project Veritas and Charlie Chester, who is the CNN technical director. Number of things there. They confessed that they try to put Donald Trump in the most negative light all the time.
Yep.
You may have heard there in that clip, they showed Joe Biden jogging because they wanted to give an image of Joe Biden being the energetic geriatric. Also, towards the end there, they also used the word propaganda.
Propaganda. Yep.
Propaganda.
Yep.
And toward the end, they said, you know, now that we're getting through the pandemic, he said, our next goal is to convince Americans that climate change is real. So they don't have a journalistic agenda, Bishop Jackson. They have a political agenda. And there's the confession right there.
And that's why this network is so important, because it is Marxists, frankly, communists, who see the media and communications as a tool for manipulating and controlling people, not informing people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I affectionately refer to it as the Communist News Network.
Mm-hmm.
But they really behave more like communists than they do like Americans who are interested in putting out good information and allowing people who are free to decide for themselves what they really think and what they really believe. I mean, this is insidious, Fred. And It makes, if the media weren't so corrupt, you could say, well, you know, American Family Radio is one among many networks that's out there doing good stuff. But it's just not true.
No.
And we're not just patting ourselves on the back. I mean, it's just not true because most of the media is dedicated to a leftist agenda, mm-hmm. not information. In fact, if you put out anything in contradiction to the leftist agenda, often you are accused of disinformation. Yes, you know, yes. mm-hmm. that's disinformation. Mm-hmm. So the truth doesn't matter. Facts don't matter. What matters is moving our agenda forward. And folks, that's why your support for this network is so critically important. I said this yesterday, and I was talking to some of the folks who were listening, and they said this really struck them. I said, we're not simply trying to preserve American Family Radio. We're trying to save America.
Yes.
And that's really what this is all about. I really believe that this is one of the tools that God is using to continue to pour salt and light into an increasingly dark and frankly rotting, corrupt mm-hmm. world. But praise God that we're able to do that. So, folks, we've got some specials to help you mm-hmm. enhance what you give.
Uh-huh.
And we need you to do it this hour because our Tuesday crowd showed up. so we want our Wednesday crowd to beat the Tuesday crowd.
Absolutely. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. We have the noontime deli special going on right now. Anything that you pledge right now, $100 is going to be added
wow.
to it. $100. Wow. We have a generous donor who has been willing to put that money up to encourage you to give right now. And you may be saying, well, maybe I'll do it tomorrow. No. Don't do that, folks.
No.
Don't wait until tomorrow. Do it today. And again, as some people say, Bishop Jackson, well, I can't give very much. Hey, listen, God looks at the heart. He understands. He understands. And say it's $30. $100 will be added to the $30. That is a deal that you cannot get anywhere else. 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net. And for a one-time gift, we've been talking to you about this, $150 or more, you get the latest CD of our gang on Trivia Friday that you hear here at 10 o'clock Central on Friday morning. Also, for a monthly gift of $30 or more, and our president, Tim Wildman, is excited about this. If you can do make a monthly commitment mm-hmm. to this, this really helps our leaders in budgeting. If they know that right. a certain amount is coming in every month, that helps us a great deal. For instance, in the decision recently, we're going to have a station in Chattanooga, Tennessee. So having the knowledge that we have that money coming in, we can do these purchases to expand our footprint across the country. And that's what we want to do. Not because we want to say we're bigger. That's not it.
No.
We want to get the message out.
Keep reaching more people.
Yes. $30 or more will get you that CD plus an 8-ounce bag of our Trust Blueberry Cobbler. That's another part of the deal.
There
so,
you go. There
so
you
this
go.
Is the lunch special. So we're making everybody hungry, I hope. This is the deli lunch special. You get the True Blueberry Cobbler for that monthly donation. Plus, we're adding on $100 right now to whatever you pledge. 877-616-2396. We have some people available to take your call right now. So make that call. Say, Fred and Bishop Jackson told me to call right now because you're going to add $100 on. So do that right now.
And Fred, you know, you have an opportunity to satisfy two kinds of hunger.
Mm.
You keep mentioning that delicious it's blueberry cobbler. Blueberry cobbler. Oh, my goodness. Wow, that just – and I'm not even a coffee drinker, but every time you say it, I kind of salivate.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? Jesus also said, my food is to do the will of him that sent me and finish his work.
Mm.
So you also get to satisfy a spiritual hunger to do something.
Yes.
You know, Fred, I want the audience to know, my wife and I made a commitment to be monthly donors mm. to the ministry because – we just believe in the work that is being done. And we don't believe in sort of giving to get, like you can manipulate God and, you know, you got like pulling the lever. But I'll tell you something, Fred, my wife and I marvel we have never, ever given and felt like, oh boy, that really put us in a crunch. That really hurt us. Mm-hmm. When we give to the work of God, somehow, some way, we always get blessed. Yes. And we never look back with regret and say, oh man, if we hadn't done that. So I just want to encourage everybody, you know, here again, we're not trying to manipulate you to give, but we do want the very best that God has for you. And he says, give and it shall be given to you. I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know how he's going to do it, but he promises to do it. So you get the double blessing. You get to help us get the word of God out. And then you open up the door for God to do more for you so that you can do more for others.
All right. 877-616-2396. Make the call right now.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
After he lost a bid for a re-election, City Councilman Walter Barrick Jr. of Danville, Virginia, filed a campaign expense account of $79.81. The final entry was 62 cents for aspirin. And every mother knows which side the bread is buttered on. Yeah, the side the kids drop on the kitchen floor. Because his vehicle was getting low on gas, R.J. Burns stopped at a service station in Canonapolis, North Carolina, and said, "Please fill her up." Now, I will admit that there's nothing unusual about that, except that Burns was at the controls of a helicopter and not a car. And here's one. An editor received a story from one of his reporters about the theft of 2,025 pigs from one farmer near Van Horn, Texas. Curious about the large number, the editor called the farmer. "Are you the one who had 2,025 pigs stolen?" the editor said. "Yet, I sure am," replied the farmer. "Thanks," said the editor. Well, he rewrote the story to report the theft of 2 sows and 25 pigs. Oh, me. I don't guess you can win them all. By the way, that was a dad story. Then there's the true story of what happened up in Ohio. The residents of Bezetta Township waged war against a chicken farmer whose stock, they said, was rather smelly. They took their case to court, and while in court, they decided that they would satisfy themselves with this sign by the town limits. "Entering Stinkville. Population 72,000 stinking chickens. Unfit for human habitation." Finally, there was out in Longview, Texas, there was a policeman who read the note on the windshield of a car parked in a no-parking area. This is what it said. "I have circled this block 10 times, and I have an appointment and must keep it or lose my job. Forgive us our trespasses." Well, the officer wrote a note of his own and left it on the windshield. It read, "I have circled this block for 20 years. If I don't give you a ticket, I will lose my job. Lead us not into temptation." Finally, there was a case of Harry Price in Long Eaton, England, given only a few weeks to live when he received a disability discharge from the Army in 1917. He lived to be over 100 years of age. Now, all of that brings us around to the carpenter's way of life. People counted it out soon after it began. Down through the years, it has continued to live and grow, despite the fact that it was supposed to die. Back in the 1960s, one of the famous Beatles singing group repeated this tale that Christianity is on the way out. For 2,000 years, men have been dooming his way to death, but it continues to live. "On this rock I will build my church, and the powers of death shall not prevail against it." You know, I'm inclined to believe that he told the truth.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
It's Spring Share-a-thon 2021 on American Family Radio.
So I can face my giants with confidence.
God continues to provide for this ministry in the faithfulness of His saints during Share-a-thon. Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Folks, that number again is 877-616-2396, or you can go to afr.net. And if you aren't salivating at the thought of, what is it, blueberry cobbler coffee? I mean, wow. but that's what you get for one-time gift of $150 or more. You'll get the highlights of Trivia Friday, and those things are they really are. I started to use the word riot, but we might not want to use the word riot under these circumstances. But they really are some really great humor, you know, and laughter does the heart good.
Mm-hmm.
For a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll receive those highlights plus volume 7 CD plus the American Family Coffee, 8 ounces of Trust Blueberry Cobbler. Now, I'll tell you, I am not a coffee drinker, but I have people in my family are who are.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife got one of these coffee gifts.
Okay.
And we gave it to our daughter. Oof. Oh, boy. She, you know, it's like, oh, send me some more. So folks, take advantage of this great opportunity. Plus $100 for on top of any gift you give.
What a deal.
What
a deal.
A blessing to you and a blessing to us. You know, before the break, Fred, we were talking about, during the break, actually, we were talking about this whole situation happening in Minnesota right now.
Very sad.
Very sad situation. This young man, of course, was killed, and that's always a tragic situation. And you know, I always have to come back to myself because, Fred, I don't know how much you know about my background, but look, I was raised in the ghetto, so to speak, born into a broken home, raised in foster care for the first 10 years of my life. I know what those streets are like, even though that was a long time ago. Nothing's really changed. In fact, they've perhaps gotten a little bit worse. But, you know, we had killings and shootings and things that were happening even then. But the difference for me was that I was taught to respect authority.
Hmm.
My dad taught me, son, if a police officer speaks, you listen and you do what he tells you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also told this, if you feel that you've been mistreated, you come see me.
Yeah.
And you talk to me, you tell me, and we will go look into it. You don't fight police.
No.
You don't attack police. You don't try to take their gun. You don't try to get out of handcuffs if they're arresting you. You just don't do that kind of stuff. So while this is a tragic situation, I don't hear enough voices, Fred. This is one of the places where such a voice can be heard because they'll suppress it in other places,
yes,
saying we've got to teach young people to respect the authority of police officers, because if you start fighting a cop, that's not going to end well.
No.
You just don't do it.
Yeah.
So it's a very, very sad situation. And they're talking about, of course, charging this police officer with manslaughter. Which
yes.
Is,
yeah. Kim Potter is the police officer. And I think most of our listeners know a little bit about this story now.
Yeah.
It's been out there for the last 2.5 days or so. Just to review very quickly, Sunday, a police in the community of Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. It's a suburb of Minneapolis, up in the northwest part of Minneapolis. Pull over this car. They check. They see that the tag is out of date. But they also, police, they have computers in their car. They punch in the tag number, and they find that the driver has outstanding warrants,
mm-hmm,
for him for fleeing police. So they already know he's had a previous incident of fleeing police. They're already, he has a rap sheet of an incident going back 2019 where he pointed a gun at someone to steal over $800 from them.
Armed robbery.
All right. They have all this information. They just not, the scenario that I think the mainstream media is trying to point, that you have a white police officer, this lady walking up, sees a black driver. She said, and the narrative is, because he's black, I'm going to do something bad to him. That's the narrative. No, there's three police officers. One of the police officers is an African American.
Yep.
All right, so they have this information. They are following protocol very carefully. They ask the young man to get out of the vehicle. He has an outstanding warrant. We're going to arrest you. They're putting the cuffs on. He struggles to get away. He's not complying. Jumps back in his car. They know he's had a weapons charge against him. So they're afraid. It's an accident that she, instead of pulling the taser, which was her intent because that's what she said.
Yes.
Taser. I'm going to taser you.
Yep.
She pulled her revolver instead, shot the young man, and it is sad that he passed away. Mm-hmm. All right. But that's the way it stands. Now, this morning, we learned that a Minnesota prosecutor says he's going to charge Kim Potter, the former police officer. She resigned yesterday. She's going to be charged with, I believe it's second-degree manslaughter, which carries a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. Police in this country, and we're not arguing that there aren't some bad cops, okay?
Right. Of course.
Let's be clear about that, because no profession is...
They're bad ministers, they're bad doctors.
Yes.
Human beings are... Large numbers of human beings, you're going to find some that you would not want to recommend.
Yes. But this young lady has been on the police force for 26 years. As far as we know, there's never been another incident, a problem with this. She's a professional. She did not mean to do what she did. But I honestly think we've only had 2 days of investigation, and this prosecutor is already going to lay charges against her. Being charged with second-degree manslaughter for what most people would agree, if you've seen the video, was an accident. She had no intent of doing what happened. But you know, we just live in a day and age right now where cops are bad, they're racist. This has to be the outcome. You know, it's a predetermined outcome without a basis in fact. And that's a very dangerous time in this country, Bishop Jackson.
I'll tell you, we need to get back to, and you're right, it's a tragic situation. We don't want to see anybody die.
No.
But we need to get back to instructing people to obey the law and to follow the instructions of a law enforcement officer. Mm. I was just sharing, in fact, I was reading this morning from Romans chapter 13. And of course, Romans chapter 13 is something that we need to start teaching in our churches. It says, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. That doesn't mean every person is imbued with God's authority, but it means the idea of authority to maintain order in society is God's idea. Mm-hmm. It says, and the authorities that there exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. Now, isn't that applicable here?
Yeah.
Because this young man, if he had simply said, well, I'm caught, okay, and just cooperated, he would be alive today.
Yes.
And the accident would never have happened. Mm. And here again, it's tragic, but we've got to start holding some of these people who put themselves in these circumstances accountable for their actions too. Mm. I mean, it takes two to tango. It's not just the police officer. Mm. It's the reaction of the perpetrator or the suspect who is being arrested. And here again, this discussion we're having, you can't have other places.
No.
You're not allowed to. No. I've been a guest on a number of networks, and I've actually had, when I brought up issues like this and tried to praise the police for the difficult, dangerous job they do, have been told, no, you can't bring that up. That literally, you can't bring that up because that lets the racists off the hook. Mm. I mean, and these police officers, I guarantee you that this officer is probably hurting right now because probably feeling guilty that she took a young man's life, lost her job now, and now her freedom's put in jeopardy.
Yes.
It's a sad situation. But Fred, we are going to continue to focus on truth,
Amen. Not
that ideology. Folks, call 877-616-2396 to help AFR continue to bring you the truth.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
One of the fondest memories I have of Brother Don It may be silly to some people, but it stuck in my mind after all these years. And I'm saying this because I've been here over 30 years, and this was something kind of humorous, yet, you know, just the human side of it. We tend to idolize people that are in a position like that. And not to say that we don't. We respect them, but not idolize. And he was always a pipe smoker. Some people might not even know what a pipe smoker is anymore because they have the tobacco in an old-fashioned pipe. And he would come in. Of course, you know, he was conscious of being, you know, the woes of smoking, you know, but he'd have his pipe in his office and had a garbage can. It was a metal garbage can. Of course, we all have plastic now, but it was a metal garbage can. And of course, he had all kinds of little tapes and prints and papers and things. And so we all smelled smoke one morning. And of course, Forrest Dan came out of her office and they were next door to each other. And she said, "Don, what on earth are you doing?" He hadn't even realized that he was so busy with his work. Of course, everybody, you know, was trying to figure out where the smoke was coming from, that smell and everything. He had set his garbage can on fire. He was just kind of like, okay, oh well. I think Forrest Dan probably carried it outside and put it out. I don't really remember the end of that one, but it was so humorous and funny to us that he was so, you know, engrossed in what he was doing that he didn't even realize it had happened, I don't guess.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founder's obedient service, and we invite you to make a gift in their honor during Share-a-thon on AFR.
Good morning. This is Christy from Arkansas, and I just had to share that if not for American Family Radio, I would be a lot like Elijah when he felt like he alone was left to fight evil, and the Lord told him, "No, I've got so many others who have not bowed the knee to Baal." And the encouragement through AFR reminds me of that over and over, that I'm not alone. And just thank you, and God bless you. May your tribe increase and increase and increase.
God continues to provide for this ministry in the faithfulness of His saints during Share-a-thon. Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
All right, folks, you've got 13 minutes before the top of the clock, and that means you have 13 minutes to take advantage of our noontime deli deal. Right here on The Awakening.
Amen.
With Bishop Jackson. Going to add $100 on to whatever you pledge. So make the call right now, 877-616-2396. You say, "Fred, Bishop Jackson, I can only give $20. Amen. Amen to it.
Amen.
A generous donor is going to add $100 on to that. So don't wait. Make the call right now, 877-616-2396. 2396. Like I say, now you only have 12 minutes to make that call, so please do that right now, or you can go to AFR.net. You know, this is Founders Day here. This is day two of our Spring Share-a-thon. It's Founders Day. We're honoring Brother Don and Linda and the sacrifices that they made and the wisdom that God gave them as they started this ministry and have seen it grown to what it is today. Almost 180 stations. Across the country.
Amazing.
And still growing. And it's just what God has done. But you know, one of the things, and I've been here for almost 25 years now, one of the things I've been impressed with is that Brother Don has always been a good steward, folks, of the money that you give. All right? Not wasting it on frivolous things. He is the kind of guy, and it's one of the first impressions I have when I came here. One of the first in the offices in the morning, and he was Mr. Thermostat and has been through the years.
I've heard that, yes.
So when he left at night, you know, if it was summertime, turn back that air conditioning a little bit because nobody in the building, so why do we need to keep it all so cold? And like in the wintertime, you know, it doesn't need to be 70 degrees in here overnight. Same thing in the morning, just adjust that thermostat. That's how conscientious he has been through the years. And it kind of leaves you with an impression.
Oh, it does.
It kind of leaves you with the impression that, you know, God is looking at how we spend those resources. So, folks, it is never wasted.
Amen.
You have to understand that we look at these things and we see how can we take these resources and better it for the kingdom of God? That's the thinking.
You know, Fred, and you walk in to our headquarters here in Tupelo, Mississippi, you don't see extravagance.
No.
But you do see professionalism.
Mm.
In other words, you get the sense that there's not a penny wasted, but that there's an effort to produce quality that people can be proud of. Mm. And you know, it really is, it's a wonderful balance to strike, you know, particularly when people know they've heard about abuses and, you know, gold faucets and, you know, all this kind of crazy stuff. You will not find that here.
No.
you're going to find a place that does what it needs to do without wasting a single penny. And look, we as Christians understand we got to ultimately answer to God for this stuff. That's what you were alluding to. Mm. I mean, this is God's business we're doing. Mm. This is not just some kind of, you know, well, we're an organization and we can do whatever we want to do. No, we've got to ultimately be good stewards, because when you all send in your contributions, I mean, we take that very, very, very seriously. I don't care if it's $5. Mm. We appreciate every single listener and every single donor, because we know that's something God has given you and then you're sharing it with us. Hey, that's very, very serious. And, you know, Jesus made clear that it's the heart that counts. Yeah. It's not the amount that counts, but the heart that counts. And so we know when people give that $5, $10, $20, $30 a month, or they make a one-time contribution, we know that they're doing that out of their hard-earned money, but more importantly, out of the sincerity of their heart and wanting to help us to do the ministry God has called us to do. So, yeah, I'll tell you, I'm learning. Every time I come, I learn more about Don Wildman and his approach, and it helps me. It really does. It inspires me, because I say that's the standard to which we should all aspire in everything, but certainly in doing God's business. So folks, when you give, know that you are giving to a ministry that takes stewardship seriously. 877-616-2396 is the number. And if you give a $30 a month gift, Fred, for $30 a month, you get...
Get the hilarious CD, Trivia Friday Gang, the latest CD there, and that 8-ounce bag of Trust Blueberry Cobbler. So what a deal there. And for a one-time gift, $150 or more, you get the CD, the Trivia Friday CD. You know, also, I hope people understand, if you've been listening over time, that what we are dealing with and what we are on the front lines here at American Family Radio for you, the listener, is we're on the front lines of a spiritual warfare that's Amen. Going on in this country. You know, when I first came here 24, 25 years ago, we talked about the threats that were coming. I remember doing, in this very time slot, I used to be on the air with Brother Don. He had a show called AFA Report, and it was on at noon each day on this network.
Wow.
And we talked about the threats that were coming. At that time, we talked about, better watch out for that homosexual agenda, because they're going to want to teach it in your school. It's coming into our churches. You better be careful. And he's an ordained United Methodist
right.
preacher. So he knew what he was talking about. But now we are in the midst of the battle. You talk about warnings about war coming. Now the battle is on.
We're in the war. Right?
Now the battle is yes. on. And we could go on right now about how the pandemic has been used by Satan's forces, shut down churches. CDC guidelines that say you shouldn't sing in church.
Oh my goodness, yes. Just
stop and think about that for a second. We don't want you singing Onward Christian Soldiers in your church, because it's somehow the virus is going to spread if you do that.
Unprecedented.
Insanity.
Unprecedented. Unbelievable. But you know what? You just dropped a bombshell on me, buddy, because you just told me that the slot I occupy was once held by the Don Wildman.
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Uh-oh.
Man, you have given me some big shoes to fill. I didn't know that. See, that's what I say every time I come, I learn something. But you know what? That means that you just gave our listeners an opportunity to honor Don.
Amen.
That we are in the slot that he once occupied. And your gifts are something special in this particular time slot. And I really mean that. I didn't know that, man. I'm not going to forget that. Because as far as I am concerned, because of how Don allowed God to use him, God now gets to use me.
Yes.
But I couldn't be doing what I'm doing if Don had not done what he did.
Yes.
So folks, we hadn't really talked about that, but this is a way to honor him too, and the tremendous work and sacrifice that he has put in. It's got to gratify him to see listeners from all over this country, 31 states, is it? 31 states?
Yes.
Giving to a ministry that started with an idea that God put in his heart.
Yeah.
And here it is now reaching people, millions of people all across the country. So folks, 877-616-2396 is the number to call to make your gift of any amount, and $100 will be added to it. So, wow, that really does my heart good. It really does to think I'm occupying the slot that the founder of the network once occupied. So that is, boy, that's tall grass.
Yeah. A ministry that started on his dining room table.
Wow.
And that got started by simply sending out a letter warning people about what was on TV. And at that time, think about it.
Yeah.
30, 35 years ago, TV was pretty tame compared to what it was today.
Oh, my goodness.
But again, God just gave him the vision of the dangers that were coming. And so now, folks, and the wonderful part about American Family Radio, folks, is that we're on the front lines for you, the listener. And you say, okay, I can't be on the radio. I can't do what you guys are doing. Listen, that's what God has called us to do. God calls you to do other things in ministry. But one of the ways that you can help us on the front line is making that contribution right now. We only come to you 3 days in the spring and 3 days in the fall, 6 days out of 365 days of the year. You will not hear us going on the air begging for money day after day after day. You just don't do that.
We don't do it.
And in fact, beg is the wrong word. We never do that. We provide an opportunity for you to give. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. You have less than 3 minutes to make that call right now to have that $100 added on to whatever you contribute.
Let me make a quick point. I was on with John and JJ earlier today.
Okay.
And I mentioned the scripture in Isaiah 62 because of something they said that triggered this. You that make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent.
Mm.
And I said, think about that. We are on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are never silent. Mm. And folks, we are fulfilling scripture in
Amen.
Doing that. So when you give today, you are helping to make sure that we never go silent, that we continue to make mention of the Lord.
Amen.
It's been great to be with you, Fred.
Always.
We're going to do it again tomorrow, but I really enjoy this. They asked me, they said, do you need Fred with you? I said, you better believe it. Yes.
Good time.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, folks. God bless you. We'll be back with you again tomorrow for Share-a-thon. Be praying as you give. And remember, we cannot be defeated if we will not quit, because we are on God's side.